Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Coming at your mouth with your blah blah blah. Zip your lip like a padlock.
Blah blah blah.
And meet me in the back with the jack of the jukebox. I don't care where you live at.
All right, Jennifer, you want to translate, please?
Don't be a I don't care where you live at, Dougie.
Just show me.
Bad English.
Yes, it is. Listen,
all right, the saga of Kesha continues. The story about her comments now over the weekend, I think Kesha said, if I paraphrase this, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that she would not change her story. There was apparently somebody leaked the story that she was told if she recanted Dr.
She posted it on Instagram.
She did it herself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she said if Dr. Luke, the people at Sony said if she said she didn't have sex with Dr. Luke, they'd take her out of his influence. I mean, what is this guy even doing there? Here is entertainment reporter Natasha Martinez talking about the social media comments Richie just mentioned.
Kesha announced on her Instagram that she has been offered freedom if she denies the rape claims against her former producer and manager at Sony, Dr. Luke. However, Kesha is standing her ground and is refusing to drop any claims. So I got offered my freedom if I were to lie. I would have to apologize publicly and say that I never got raped. This is what happens behind closed doors. I will not take back the truth. I would rather let the truth ruin my career than lie for a monster ever again. This stance follows all of the recent news with the judge denying her request for injunction against Dr. Luke and Sony to be released from her current recording contract, which garnered an outpour of support from fellow female celebrities, including Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and Adele.
All right, so this guy, where did the music go, Richie? Don't you like Kesha's music?
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Is it all the same? Well, why don't you just play that one? Why don't you play a bunch of others? All right, so Jennifer, Victoria, I'm not an expert on Kesha music.
She takes baths and glitter. So she washes she brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack. That's her line.
So I'm pretty into it.
Yeah.
So
that's what I did today.
Who've been asleep for months. This lady has accused her producer, a fella named Dr. Luke, whose real name is Lukinian, Bugunian, whatever his name is. Anyway, and he's apparently a no-good SOB. And all the women I've heard that have talked about him said basically the same thing about this guy. So why is he working for Sony? I would think there'd be a class action lawsuit against Sony by all these women who have been had by this guy. Why wouldn't they all just get together and sue the hell out of Sony, end up owning it at the end of the day?
Hey, pull a Bill Cosby on Sony.
Yeah. Right, right.
Right.
I just don't understand how prominent is his position at Sony that they can't afford to get rid of him.
Well,
I wonder that too, because who the heck is Dr. Luke? We never even heard about him.
I've never heard of him.
So this
but
may be
there
a picture,
must be something.
But you've
he
heard
has
of all
on
the artists that he works with.
Yeah.
So
he knows where the bodies are buried, but
he has
exactly.
to.
He's got to have chicken pictures of the guy there.
Or either that or he's made him $1 billion over the last decade and they don't want to let it go.
Here's YouTuber Jake Pearson, one of Kesha's many fans.
Now, people, if she truly was not raped by Dr. Luke, she would take this like that. Sure, she'd have the shame of lying and everything, and people would probably be put off by that, but they'd still probably support her in some way or the other. This is the truth. She's willing to ruin her music career and not make money from music because he did this to her. I just find it mind-blowing that a court cannot do something about this. The story keeps evolving, and this to me is just, I mean, what a monster to say, hey, you can be free if you clear my name.
Huh. I was about to
well, Sony sounds about. Like the monster there.
Yeah, well, here's another monster. Greg Hardy, the football player who says, I did nothing wrong. To say nothing, I did nothing wrong is a stretch, but I'm saying I'm innocent. assaulting his ex-girlfriend. I mean, there's another guy. What's with him? And I thought they had a rule at the NFL that you get booted if you are accused or you're found guilty of doing that sort of thing.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year and four-time Super Bowl champ. His unforgettable Coke commercial during the 1979 Super Bowl just might be the best of all time.
He thank you.
The whole world will be smiling with me. Oh, Dakota has life. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile.
So where is Mean Joe Green now? Joe had a productive 16-year career as an assistant coach. Since 2004, Joe's been a personnel assistant with the Steelers. Thanks to the Steelers of the 2000s, Joe's earned his fifth and sixth Super Bowl rings.
We cannot let anybody else win these things because they'll see how much fun they're having.
From soda commercials to Super Bowl showdowns, there's only one Mean Joe Green. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Don't text and don't be on your cell phone.
According to the Pew Center for Research, 83% of Americans own cell phones. Three quarters of them send and receive messages by text.
Watch out for all the bikers out there.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Don't bail on your cell phone.
Cell phone owners between the ages of 18 and 24 exchange an average of 109 texts per day.
Watch out for all the bikers out there.
National Safety Council estimates that 1.5 million crashes are caused each year by texting American drivers.
When I ride through a development, you got to watch constantly for people to pull out in front of you. I had a lady who was talking on a cell phone, pulled right out in front of me down in Maryland area. I went down on that.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.